Welcome once again to What's In Outdoors with Phil Totten every Friday morning right here, KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. Brought to you by Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower and by Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. Morning, Phil.
Good morning, Ron. How you doing?
Doing good. How are you, my friend?
Well, I'm going to get my bacon hunger maybe suppressed today because I guess you and I'll be working that 8:30 shift tomorrow at the benefit for the Children's Service League.
They won't let me near the bacon, so that's all on you now.
Well, I want to invite people out there. That's an awful good organization, so I hope to see you there. But Ron, deer rifle season opened Wednesday, and I want to give a What's In Outdoors tip of the hat to a father-daughter team of Dan and Grace Whistler of Hutchison. Gracie shot prone using a bipod, and she filled both of her tags on Wednesday in less than 30 seconds.
Whoa.
The doe come out about 108 yards away, and on the shot, a buck stepped out of the woods, and Gracie was able to hit it at 245 yards. I don't even know if
that's
I can
good.
See that far.
That's a good day right there, isn't it?
Sure is.
That's a good minute right there.
And I do want to go open spool today, Ron. It is the first of the month, and, of course, we have a lot of local hunters that I wish would share their stories with us and just what they can do. So feel free to call in anytime, listeners, with your stories or your questions.
342-5863, 342-KVOE is our number if you want to hop on in with Phil on What's In Outdoors on this first day of December.
But Gracie's quite an outdoor girl. You remember several years ago we started our catch, fold, and release contest here in KVO studio, and then that went national through Fishing's Future. And she is a fly fishing lady and fishes with her dad, Dan. Dan's, I met him through the Wild Kansas program. And she won a second grand prize by just turning in a story and a picture. And I don't know if she releases fish or not. I think they're pretty fish hungry up in that neck of the woods. So I do want to congratulate Grace and a big thank you, Dan, for getting involved with your daughter in the outdoors.
Heck of a day there.
I tell you, that deer hunting is caught on. Just the people sharing their stories with me on Facebook and seeing the harvest. And a lot of kids are out participating, which is so nice. And sad to say, I've heard of a lot of illegal activities going on in our immediate area. And I just want to remind our hunters and landowners to call Operation Grain Theft if they see such activity. And that number is 1-877-426-3843.
Illegal activities such as what?
Shooting off the road, trespassing. What I really hate to see too is people dumping their carcasses in the ditches. Even harvesting waterfowl and not even caring to clean it, you know, leaving it on the roadside for people to see. And to me, that's not very cool. You know, what kind of image are we as supposed to be sportsmen and outdoorsmen showing when we do that? Yeah, if you harvest a deer, and of course we want you to field dress it with this warm weather, take the offal that you find, you know, out, and you know you have plenty of areas to put it away, and the scavengers will soon take care of it. Speaking of that, on the way, where was I going the other day? I'll tell you.
Sometimes, I don't know. Where were you going? I can't keep up with you.
Well, I think I put in a lot of miles, but that Ken Snackenberg, he really gets.
He's on the go,
over.
Isn't he? Yeah.
I want to give a tip of the hat to Ken, too, for all he does and with promoting knowledge on the Junior Diabetes Research Foundation. Good job, Kent.
Yeah, nicely done.
And I was going to Alma, and I looked over to the left, and right there in the field was a big bald eagle. And it was on the ground feeding, and some people, you know, see them, but they just don't never report them. But I never really saw what it was eating on, but Randy Smith has noticed that when you put the things that you don't want from the deer off and away to where people can't see it, nature will take care of it with the coyotes and the birds and coons and things like that. So if you will, take care of your harvest in the right way. But Ron, traveling through Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, going down to Pensacola, and in Alabama, where we did the show at last week from a tree stand. It's always fun being up in a tree stand with my cousin, Maren.
Well, that was not just any tree stand. That was a nice tree stand, it looked like.
Well, I told him he keeps building them. I'm going to sell my house up here and just move down there and get into one of those tree stands. But, boy, you can see nature. But All across our great country, goodness, outdoor opportunities abound. And one of the things that I've heard of was the Lake Fork. And that's down in Texas. And legendary fishing is there. And I never got to visit it, but going to these places that I see, I always pick up information, brochures, and things like that. And it is a great lake. I do want to give attention to our area bass fishermen that Lake Fork holds 18 of the top 25 Texas state records down there for largemouth bass.
Ooh, okay.
So 18 of the 25, and these 18 fish average 16.74. So if you want to talk about something,
that's big bass right there.
You want to talk about something that's going to bend your pole, their state record is 18.18, and in Kansas, our record is 11.8. So just what this lake has that really grows those big bass, I really have no idea.
That is a lot of bass right there.
But then going to different areas like that, and I've had several people call me up and want me to suggest a guide. Well, I was a retired railroader. I don't really go out and deal with guides too much. But after seeing what Lake Forest produces and how easy it would be to hook up with some of this fishing, that's something I'm definitely going to look at in the future. So a little publication they put out about fishing Lake Forest was an article that talked about hiring a guide. So here's some things that people should consider.
Make sure you keep this in mind.
And that could be hunting, going anywhere, really, to enjoy the outdoors. But number one, you want to know, are these guides qualified? By that, in Kansas, I think anybody, it used to be that you had to take a course and get certified to be a licensed guide. But in Kansas, I think anybody wearing a camo hat or fishing jacket can become a guide.
Oh, you're a guide. I like that.
There you go. And that's where a lot of disappointment comes in when people think they're getting hooked up to a, with parentheses, guides, but it doesn't pan out to be a quality outdoor program. But so when thinking about getting a guide, you might want to see if this person is a full-time guide or just does it for a hobby, like that. And does it? Has he been fishing this area for years? He knows the water, so this is a pretty good deal to look at. Does he have a good reputation, and maybe was he referred from a friend? What boat and gear does he have available? And that's where I'm blessed with knowing some people that they don't guide, but they're just good people. And when I ask, okay, what can I bring out? They say, Phil, you don't need to bring out anything but yourself. Because I have all the gear and what we need, life jackets, and sometimes even well-meaning, what you do would just cause them problems. So it's sort of embarrassing when I just go out, and like with Ty Wolf, I just get in the boat, and Ty just shows me how to catch the bait. Oh, one time he let me cast, but most of the time he does the casting, so we just sit back and watch and talk about old times. But this is pretty well what your guides like to do, because they've done it for days and on years, and they know just where their equipment goes in the boat, and they know they have good functioning equipment. So another thing, see what your guide does provide, you know, in the way of bait, gear, and of course this day, sunscreen, food, and water. It's sort of hard for me not to go out on a lake without some food and water, a little cooler. But once again, you'll see what the guide will provide with this package. One of the things that I've known through the years was that licensing comes into play. It was, with hunting, that people thought after the age of, I think it was July 1957, they had to get a hunting license. And anybody before that were exempt. But that's just in Kansas. I know several people traveled to Colorado and that were born after 1957, and they spent the first couple of their days getting hooked up to get a hunting license and, you know, taking a hunter's ed course. So you want to find out about licensing there in these areas and just what this need. Of course, rain gear and change of clothes. That guide probably doesn't know what you wear. It'd be hard to fit me in some things. So, you know, you want to do take a bag of some of your personal stuff. Bring in your own tackle. Well, if this guy's fishes for years, he might suggest you buy this and that, but generally these guys will, you know, give you what you need to have a successful trip. Amount of price. Well, you pay for what you get. And you know, that's in anything. Some people that are really quality can put you on one of them big 16-pound bass down there. You'd probably be a little bit pricey. So that's one thing you really want to look at. And of course, stay inside your means. But I would don't mind paying for something. You're going to have a good quality learning experience. Number of people in the party. You do want to discuss that. If you go out with him and he's just suspecting you, you don't want to show up two or three people because he hadn't been prepared for it, for one. Same thing like if you ask someone hunting permission. That's just let that landowner know how many people you'll be bringing in there, and so that's going to keep good relationships. Maybe if you have two or three people, you might get some reduction in the cost of the trip. One thing that we look at, too, is mounting the fish. Of course, if you catch one of them big fish, people want to put it on the wall. I learned long ago that fish on the wall doesn't really provide somebody else with that quality fish, that quality catch. But with what they can do with plastics and the right artist, all you need to do is take a nice picture of that fish, get its length, width, and girth measurements, and he'll probably get your taxidermist person will probably do a pretty good job of giving you a quality mount of your replica.
Okay.
Is he going to give you a guarantee to catch fish? Well, guarantees are tough. Even the best have bad days. And so that's just something you'll work out with the guide. Some of them I know locally here that if you don't catch fish, they'll give you a return trip. But once again, you want to get that worked out before you get out with the guy. I strongly urge you to give the guy a tip. You know, these people work hard in doing that, and by giving him a tip and thanking him for the quality outdoor experience, it's just going to help his day go a little bit better.
I think leaving a tip is fine if they did a good job.
Yes, sir.
Obviously, if they didn't, I don't know. You have to think about it, don't you?
Well, anytime you go pay money, Ron, that takes the enjoyment out of things to me. But this day and age, our land managers or people, they need to work a little bit. And that's one thing, talking to a fellow from Mississippi that called me up just the other day, wanting to know about some land he could lease in Kansas. Or he said, boy, it's really tough to get permission to hunt up in there, isn't it? And I said, well, you need to realize what's gone on in situations in Kansas through the years and how our land managers need to make a living off their land. And it bothers some of the people that hunt up on game birds, especially since deer hunting is so popular. The people that they used to hunt the pheasant and the quail and the prairie chicken on, they won't even let them hunt now because they don't want to run a chance of running those quality deer off their land.
KVOE Live and Local, it is 833, 31 degrees. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors. We're back with more after this.
If you're outside through the coldest parts of the year, then you need to make your way to Bluestem Farm and Ranch for some holiday savings on their toughest brands, like men's Wrangler jeans starting at $24.99, Wrangler long-sleeve flannel shirts starting at $16.99, Carhartt thermal line duck jacket for $74.99, or some key high-back overalls for $26.99. And keep your hands and feet warm with some Wigwam socks starting at $6.99 and a pair of cowhide lined gloves for only $10.99, only at Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply.
The Polaris Holiday Sales Event is going on now at Express Tire. From now until December 31st, save up to $500 on off-road vehicle accessories, apparel, lubricants, and parts. Save $15 off a $150 purchase, $50 off a $500 purchase, and $200 off a $1,500 purchase. See store or Facebook for details. Stock up and save at Express Tire, 806 East 12th Avenue, next to the water tower. Open Fridays until 5:30, Saturdays until 1.
KBOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, 31 degrees sunshine, 834. You are tuned into What's In Outdoors with Phil Totten, heard every Friday morning right here, KBOE. Log on to KBOE.com and click on the What's In Outdoors page. All kinds of great information. List of upcoming activities and photos. So you're back. You're back home, Phil.
Well, it is good to be back home and to see my bird dogs. And I know they was missing me. They haven't even been out this year yet up in game bird hunting. Of course, we went to several field trials that we judged. I do need to respect my neighbors and probably rake my leaves, but I do have an excuse if I can think of it.
Yeah, you've got a good excuse, I'll tell you.
Hello, I talked with Daryl Hudson the other day, and we met at Walmart, and he recognized me from some time way back. I wanted to make sure he didn't know me and not my twin brother Bill, but he talked about knowing L.G. Bernard and some things we did, and Daryl said that he is the president of the Madison Gun Club, and he called there during break. So, Daryl, welcome to the show.
Hi, Phil. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm just going around in circles, and it's going to get a little bit worse this afternoon when I head to Wichita to take part in a school board conference at the Century 2, but it's always going to be fun. But tell us a little bit about what the Madison Gun Club is all about. I know we used to do a lot of things out at Dry Creek Sportsman's Club there. I'm Dry Creek Shooting Area, and, of course, that's went by the wayside, so I know a lot of our youth programs go out to Madison and use it. So tell us a little bit about your club, Daryl.
Well, yeah, we have a trap shooting bunker there, and a lot of the youth come out and shoot. The 4-H had a good club going there. Then Gib Rhodes, he's with the National Wild Turkey Federation. We'd have a shoot out there, and we'd have a good time. But we're doing a lot of good things out there. We're trying to clean everything up, and we've got all the tables and targets built. We're trying to get a little dirt work done to put everything closer and ever together. And we also got a new pistol range set up. And it's looking pretty good.
By a pistol range, do you do concealed carry classes out there or give concealed carry instruction? I really haven't kept up with just what people need now for concealed carry. I think in Kansas they don't need to go through the class, but I really don't like that. But I do think people need to have the instruction on how to use a firearm.
Well, yes, and I know you're a hunter safety instructor, right?
Yes, I'm a hunter education instructor, and that was one of my next questions. Would the Madison Gun Club be a good place to have a hunter's ed class there in Greenwood County?
Yes, it would. We're every time somebody tries to have one, it fills up from all over the area, and I think it's a good thing that we need to get these youth in and get them to hunting again.
Do you have any leagues, trap shooting leagues or anything like that, Daryl?
Not yet. We're going to try to get one started here in the spring. That's on our agenda. So, anybody that wants to get a hold of me, if you want my phone number, at 620-344-1614.
Well, that sounds pretty cool. I was wondering, worked with Nathan McClure down in around the Ark City area, and they have a range set up for really long range shooting. Does Madison have something like that too, to where you can shoot or sight in your deer rifles?
Yes, we do. We have a 100-yard, and that's what is in progress right now to get all. Like I said, we had all the targets built and the tables that you can set up. They're all built, but we got to get the dirt work to finish the. In Madison, we got a 300-yard hill, a 200-yard hill, and a 100-yard platform right now. Well, the city wants the 300-yard hill taken out, and we're gonna. Oh, we got a ravine in front of our berm for the rifle range, and we got to use that 300-yard hill to take the dirt down and fill that ravine up. Then we'll put everything in, and it'll be a good time, and we'll have everything sided in at 100 yards and 200 yards.
Will you have people there, Daryl, to give instruction on these firearms and maybe a loaner, so someone that has never shot might be able to give you a call and learn a little bit about the guns?
Yeah, I can do that. If anybody would feel free to call me, I can run out there and help them. I've got guns and lots of ammunition, and I'd be happy to.
Well, our youth deer hunters, I know little Gracie used a 7mm to harvest those deer, and boy, she's quite a shot to be able to get a buck at 245 yards in just two shots. One of the guys that called me up about the unethical thing said opening morning he heard seven shots in rapid succession, you know, just rapid succession. And I have a little bit of problem with that in Kansas, that we can go out with a deer rifle and have quite a large magazine, to where I think Missouri is loaded limited to seven. But goodness, we teach in Hunter's Ed that if you can't put a shot in over five shots in a pie plate at any distance you're shooting, you shouldn't be shooting.
So. I totally agree with you, Phil. You know, I was taught that if you can't shoot something at three shots, you might as well give it up.
I would think. But just where is the Madison Gun Club located?
Okay, it's south of Madison, 2 miles. It's by our, we have a sign that says Madison Lake. You turn west there, and it's about a mile and a half down the road. I think it's road 240. I'm not quite sure on that, but it says Madison Lake. You turn right, go a mile and a half, and we have a big sign right there that said Madison Gun Club.
Well, I know our state parks, they have OK Kids Days, and of course here around Emporia and Dry Creek, we used to have youth outdoor education days and things like that. Is there any plans to maybe incorporate something at the Madison Gun Club that might, you know, get people out to the lake too and have a big family outdoor day there?
Well, I tell you, what I know about it right now, there's no plans, but, you know, you get with me and, you know, it's a nice fishing lake. The state, what I know about it, the state came in and you don't have to buy a permit to fish the city lake anymore. It's stocked by the state, and all you have to do is have a fishing license.
Well, you mentioned that there's going to be a big fundraiser to help your efforts there at the Madison Gun Club this Saturday. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, Saturday night, December 2nd at 6 o'clock, we're having our second annual banquet to raise money. You know, it takes money to get things done, and we're raffling off a Henry 22 and a Smith & Wesson MP Shield 9mm. The raffle tickets are $10 a piece. We've made 200 for each to minimize your odds a little bit. And we'll have several other things to raffle off and auction off. And we're having a pulled pork sandwich and scalloped potatoes and baked beans and iced tea and water, and it's a really a good time.
You got me scared now, Daryl, because you read my mind after the price. My next question was, what were you going to serve? Because that is definitely a draw.
Well, Phil, I tell you what, I'm sitting out on the hillside in the middle of the beautiful Flint Hills looking at deer and talking to you, so it can't get any better than this.
How about bird hunting? I know Greenwood County used to have quite a few prairie chickens there. Have you had any reports from your people on being able to see any chickens and finding any quail this year?
Well, I tell you what, I've been out and about scouting deer. I like to ride around and quail quail are plentiful this year. And I myself, I seen 50 prairie chicken out west.
Oh, here. Goodness, that's exciting.
So, yeah, it really is. You know, when you talk about field trialing and everything, I got my new little pup that she's a dandy, and I can't wait to get out and get after it.
Well, I'm looking forward to getting with you, Daryl. Once again, this is talking with Daryl Hudson, president of the Madison Gun Club, and they're doing some exciting things there to get youth and families outside and teach them a little bit of firearm safety education. And they're having a big banquet. Well, it's not a banquet so much as a fundraiser coming up, raffling a rifle. So if you want to get in touch with Daryl and find out a little bit more about the actions of the gun club, give him a call at 620-344-1614. I believe it's 1614, wasn't it, Daryl?
Yes, sir.
Okay, partner. Well, good luck with that pup. Let's stay in touch. I better talk to some of our sponsors.
Okay, Phil. Thank you very much. And, well, good luck hunting, and we'll talk to you later then.
Thanks for what you do, Daryl.
All right. Okay, yeah. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Daryl. Daryl Hudson, president of the Madison Gun Club, out looking for some deer here this morning.
Well,
deer
season's
on.
This is deer season is on. A lot of people run there. They'll go out and sit in a tree stand or ground blind all season and maybe not even harvest a deer because they're not seeing the one they like. And that's the type of hunters that I like to be. And I like to see sometimes just how close those other critters, like up there in the blind with my cousin, little birds was flying in there and just getting a good close-up look at them. I've had people telling me that coveys of quail, when they're hunting turkey, will go right over their feet when there's camels so much.
Well, my brother-in-law from Texas is in Kansas here this week trying to harvest a deer. He's out in western Kansas trying to get that done.
Well, good luck to him.
Yeah. I know his son just put up a picture on Facebook. His son is living near Dallas in Texas, and he harvested one large hog, wild hog, I'll tell you. Oh, my goodness. It looked like he could hardly fit it in the back of the pickup.
Or is he going to ship us some bacon? Sons, I didn't know until I made this trip to Texas. Of course, we talk about deer vehicle incidents. When they get together, they say when you hit a hog on the road, you know you've hit something.
Yeah.
There's just not no give to them. And it's sort of, it's not funny. I haven't been able to figure it out. But, you know, traveling Kansas, you'll see deer all over the highway that got hit. But through Texas, on into Alabama, we saw very few roadkill deer where they were hit. I don't know if it's how they manage the highway right-of-ways or just what it is.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
My cousin told me in January when another big rut comes on in Alabama, though, you'll start seeing some of those roadkill deer.
What's in Outdoors every Friday morning with Phil Totten. We are tuned in right now. It is 8:47, 31 degrees. Stay tuned. We're back with more after this.
The Polaris Holiday Sales Event is going on now at Express Tire. From now until December 31st, save up to $500 on off-road vehicle accessories, apparel, lubricants, and parts. Save $15 off a $150 purchase, $50 off a $500 purchase, and $200 off a $1,500 purchase. See store or Facebook for details. Stock up and save at Express Tire, 806 East 12th Avenue, next to the Water Tower. Open Fridays until 5:30, Saturdays until 1.
If you're outside through the coldest parts of the year, then you need to make your way to Blue Stem Farm and Ranch for some holiday savings on their toughest brands, like men's Wrangler jeans starting at $24.99, Wrangler long sleeve flannel shirts starting at $16.99, Carhartt thermal line duck jacket for $74.99, or some key high back overalls for $26.99. And keep your hands and feet warm with some wigwam socks starting at $6.99 and a pair of cowhide lined gloves for only $10.99, only at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply.
KVOE live and local, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. It is 8:48. You're tuned in to What's In Outdoors with Phil Totten, heard every Friday morning at 8:20. First, log on to KVOE.com and click on the What's In Outdoors page for more outdoor information and photos. Well, you're heading south after the show, huh?
Yes, I spent all day yesterday trying to get that old pickup truck. I call it old pickup truck. It seems pretty old.
Doesn't look old. Doesn't look old.
On there. But if you remember, Steve Wolf joined us on the show about a year ago with his exciting program that comes out of USD 101, Erie, Kansas. And Steve was asked to do a program to address the Kansas State School Boards there in Wichita. And Steve had already had a what he calls his mountain man rendezvous going on down at Erie. So he asked me to fill in for him to talk to anybody and everybody in school systems that want to know just what they're doing in the outdoors. So I'm pretty excited to be joining Heidi Alpin with this. Of course, Heidi, I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, was just a recipient of $25,000 for what she's doing in the complete school there at Mays. So this the if you've never been to a rendezvous, a mountain man rendezvous, it's really cool.
What is
it?
To
go see all the things. Well, what they're doing for visiting schools, they're doing that today, and it started yesterday from 9 to 4, is they do demonstrations. They show muzzle-loading shooting, hawking knife throwing. I don't know what a hawk throwing is, but maybe even a tomahawk. And I see what it's mean. I'm just reading off the flyer. It's posted on our Watson Outdoors webpage. How to build a primitive shelter. And when I went down through that hurricane area that Harvey left, Ron, there was a lot of people living out on beaches in primitive shelters. It's pretty tough to see this day and age, but you got to do to make do to live. Also, bow shooting, soap making, pottery, weaving. You know, some of these things women used to do at home.
Yeah. Gotcha.
I better not go there. Cooking and also making arrowheads and things like that, making brooms. So it's going on down there, and it's going to be open to the public tomorrow. So if you're interested in doing something like this, and this would be something be pretty cool right out there at that Madison Gun Club, you'd want to contact Kelly Wolf, that's Steve's wife, at 620-321-0080.
Sounds like a big old day, a big 3 days, actually 2 days.
It's 3 days, and I talked to Steve there last night, and they had over, I think it was 250 fourth graders come through that yesterday. So it's a pretty good demonstration on the outdoors and you know, what our Plains people went through just to make life possible here in Kansas in our early stages. Not only Kansas, all across the United States. Tomorrow's going to be a big day, Ron. I mentioned that we will be there at the fundraiser there at the Pizza Ranch, and I always look forward to that and talking
to people. Red Stocking breakfast, yeah.
And then I'll be taking off right after that, going to Clinton Lake, where I'll be frying fish. I'm joining Kim Burnett, our championship fly fisherman, and also Pat Vaughn from Lane, Kansas, who's joined the ranks of our volunteers to fry fish and provide a dinner for those participating in the Kansas Crappie Club Topeka's Toys for Tots benefit. So I'm going to have a pretty good fishing report coming out of Clinton tomorrow. It's been a pretty good post on Facebook that people are finding eggs in the crappie, and it's normal. It's not really, from the people I've talked to, a spawn going on. It's just nature building eggs. And of course, the water's too cold and everything. The crappie, from what I'm told, will absorb those eggs, and then in the spring form a new sack of eggs. So, yes, things are pretty busy. If people will, you do want to go to the Watson Outdoors webpage and just see a little slideshow Aaron put together. I was there at the Barconi National Wildlife Area near Marble Falls, Texas, and saw the neatest thing that you put your plastic Coke bottles inside your Martin houses in the winter. Some people ask me, well, why do you want to plug the hose to keep the birds out? Well, those martin houses are made for the purple martins, and the martins aren't here. If you let the other birds get in there, then it's going to be, you know, havoc to get them out of their home there in the spring. So there is a lot of good things on there. With bluebirds, I'd go ahead and leave that hose open because we do have a pretty good residence of bluebirds stay around now.
All right. 3-4-2-5-8-6-3. We're about done with today's program. I think somebody just tried to call in, and they left us. So if you want to get in here, you've got a couple of seconds to get a hold of Phil if you're trying to jump on What's In Outdoors. And, of course, December's here. Yeah, deer season is upon us. Be careful out there. And, again, be careful on the roads. Deer are obviously on the move, and a lot of them around here.
Got some exciting news coming out in January, Ron, if I can get a grasp on it all. One of the things, though, I will be participating as a seminar coordinator for the Topeka Boat and Outdoor Show. That's coming up February 2 through 4. So I am interested with that because I'll be meeting so many people that are in the outdoors world and maybe get some good interviews from that.
Yeah.
And then there might be a little bit of television in the making, so. Keep your fingers crossed.
All right, keep us posted. What's In Outdoors every Friday morning right here with Phil Totten. Brought to you by Express Tire and Auto on East 12th near the Water Tower and Bluestem Farm and Ranch Supply on West Highway 50. Log on to KVOE.com and click on the What's In Outdoors page for a lot more information and photos as well. What's In Outdoors Friday mornings at 8:20 here, KVOE, AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. It is 8:54. Good morning.
He was one of the key figures in Donald Trump's presidential campaign and his first national security advisor, Michael Flynn.